Last week, four people, including two children, were shot at 39th and Burleigh near the Sherman Park neighborhood. For some community members, that shooting was the last straw, so they called an emergency meeting to look for solutions. WUWM's LaToya Dennis reports on the ideas they shared.
What's the biggest concern in your community? Depending upon where you live, it varies. But for people in some of Milwaukee's most impoverished communities, it's not only the violence, but what could happen if they report a crime. Camille Mays works for the Sherman Park Neighborhood Association. She says many people fear retribution if police get involved.
I know that a lot of residents have concerns about being anonymous a lot of times, so we need to work on ways that we can work with residents to report things that are going on anonymously a little better, because when they're calling 911, sometimes the police are still coming to their doors.
Mays also pleaded for more people to come out and help police their neighborhoods, especially in areas where there are abandoned homes, as they tend to draw more crime.
If we could get presence on these blocks on 39th, even 39th and Center, it's horrible. All the way across the board, there's vacant lots on those blocks. If we could activate those spaces, patrol more in numbers, if it's more of us together, is safety in numbers.
May says that while she wouldn't feel comfortable patrolling by herself,
but if they see all of us all the time, more on a frequent basis, we had the power to change it.
May says it's time for people to step up and help create the community they want to live in. Von Mays, no relation, called the emergency meeting. He's a community activist and founder of the organization We All We Got. He says his greatest hope is that the people out in the community actually making an impact began to get the recognition and encouragement they deserve.
Develop the relationships to put together viable programming and get people who have the compassion for the work, who are right now not getting paid, versus the people who don't have the compassion for the work but have all the money. We need to switch that around, because if we are really trying to combat poverty, if we are really trying to combat crime, we need people who actually will put the manpower and the man hours out there.
Around 15 people attended the meeting, and many of them not from the neighborhood. Still, people like Kevin Penvos want to help. He's pastor of Unity Lutheran Church on the South Side, and he was one of a handful of non-black people at the meeting. Penvos explained why he wanted to be there.
It's my city, and we're one community.
What's your biggest concern about what you see these days?
Of course, the violence catches our attention. But beyond the violence, my biggest concern is apathy by people who just see the violence from a distance. Maybe it's on the evening news, or maybe it's listening to the radio and think that it's not my problem, that it doesn't involve me.
As for his greatest hope, Penvos says that what unites us in our humanity is stronger than what divides us. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.